what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal.
We are back with you. I'm Aaron Clements here with co-host Taylor Bryant. A special guest just jumped on board with us, and we have the owner and founder of NHOU, or New Hampshire Oil Undercoating, joining the show. And Joe, I mentioned earlier that this conversation may save our listeners a lot of money, and we want to say thank you for joining the show and making that possible. And hold on, I need to get Joe on the line with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here, Joe. We really appreciate it. I'm not sure if you heard that part, but I mentioned earlier that we had a person who would be joining us that could save them a lot of money one day. And we appreciate you being here and sharing some information.
Of course. Yeah. Safety and value. That's our product actually is the quickest, least expensive way to add safety and value. A lot of people don't realize how they're being affected by corrosion until they fail a safety inspection or have some type of a structural failure. And then later on when they sell the vehicle, you know, there's a lot of residual value.
Yes, absolutely. And we don't run into as much of that concern here as in a lot of other places, but we do run into it. And for some reason, we run into it more over the last, I'd say, 3 or 4 weeks than we've ever run into it before. We've had several in here with boom brake lines is the main thing that we've had. So I realize that it's something that it needs to be addressed, and people should know about it, especially if they're vulnerable to that. Can you tell us a little bit about how you started the business?
Yeah, so the inclement weather in my neck of the woods and the toxic chemicals they use on the road were destroying my vehicles, and it was out of, like, necessity. It was for me to try to save the vehicle. You know, you spend $60,000 on a pickup truck, and you buy something like I bought a diesel that I know I could get, you know, 300,000 miles if I just did regular maintenance, and I was losing the undercarriage. So it was a really big problem. It is for us here in New England. And as a cabinet maker of 37 years, you know, I started doing this in my garage, just to my own vehicle, some friends, some neighbors. And before you know it, you know, people were showing up from, you know, 2-3 hour drives to get to us. And we lived out in the middle of nowhere on a dirt road. Uh-huh. And, you know, the business has grown exponentially in 12 years. And we also have another product that is rather popular in the areas without the inclement weather. And it is still a rust-proofing product, but it's very effective on rodents. And it's a product called Mouse Out. And, you know, there's a lot of problems with the manufacturer's new soy-based wiring coatings attracting mice into those wiring harnesses. And causing some major damage, $3,000-$4,000 wiring harnesses. And so this product addresses that problem. And hey, if as a byproduct, you may get some protection from corrosion.
Joe, if I could mention here, this is great timing.
Right.
Because Taylor here, now Taylor's also an instructor at an automotive technical college. He also writes some articles, and he also does some YouTube videos, things like that. But also, he recently had an article to do with this.
Right. I write for the Augusta Press, and I just did probably a month ago an article on rodent damage on vehicles and how in my career, I've seen vehicles absolutely totaled from rodent and pest damage. And so, you know, anything that you can do to your vehicle, especially out here, you know, we do have some pretty rural parts, and we do have some rodent issues, you know, in our area. So even though, you know, we may not have rust issues, we do have rodent issues. So I do see the features and the benefits of something like this, even in our area.
Have you noticed an uptick on those problems recently?
Yes, with the wiring coatings.
What do you attribute that to?
The wiring coatings. And there's there's you know, Toyota, matter of fact, they have a technical service bulletin out on the wiring coatings, And the soy based, you know, it's better for the environment, but somehow, you know, it's tasty for Mickey Mouse,
rodents,
you know.
Yeah.
So, I've seen tens of thousands of dollars of damage to vehicles because, you know, of the chewing through the wires and the shorting of control modules and things like that on vehicles.
Yeah. So this product actually is non-conductive, so you can spray a wiring harness. They use this type of a product here, which has water displacement qualities when you have vehicles that are in floods. And they try to salvage them before they start the motor up. They'll spray down these wiring harnesses, allow the water to be displaced, and then they'll give it a shot at starting it up. So it's great water displacement qualities, and it addresses like three things that are very sensitive on a rodent: touch, feel, smell. They do not like to touch the oil. They don't want to walk on it. They don't want to smell the peppermint. And then we also put a predatory scent in there. It's a synthetic predatory scent that is not detectable by the human nose, and so it preys on their fear. And it's been very effective, not only in automotives, but we've had guys come out and say, hey, you know, my outside standby generator, my AC units, the compressors right. outside, they're getting it, the same wiring harnesses are in
wow.
there, or the same type
right.
of soy wiring. So it's been very effective, even an RV. You know, you put
right.
your RV away from
the I didn't think about that. Yeah, that is a big issue.
Especially when you let them sit for so long.
Wow. Joe, are there any undercoatings for, like, do-it-yourself products?
Yeah, so we sell all do-it-yourself products at nhoilundercoating.com. We have a biodegradable product we just released to our dealers this week. It's meets all the EPA standards. So if you had, like, let's say boat trailers, okay, you have some corrosion from going in and out with a boat trailer, this product actually passed the EPA testing for no toxic release to aquatic life. We have ceramic coatings. We have the mouse out, the regular oil. We have a Boss Wax, brand new rust-free surface. You can put this on. It's a permanent, unlike the oil. So, you know, we're trying to just protect vehicles from the environment. Agricultural is another product mouse out would work in. You know, you've got combines, dairy bonds. A lot of dairy farmers called us the ammonia given off from the urine in these barns. Mm-hmm. So this product that we have now that is biodegradable would help protect those metal buildings in the dairy farm.
Well, how long does an undercoating last? Let's say you put a product on there. Does it have to be reapplied after a certain amount of time or at certain time intervals?
It's an annual undercoating. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a soft surface, unlike paint or rubberized. So it's going to creep and migrate. It's going to displace water. It's not going to encapsulate. It's going to remove oxygen, self-healing. But it wears off over time, driving dirt roads, rain, abrasive kind of environment in the undercarriage. And so we recommend annual applications.
Do you have certain types of applications for different areas of the country? For instance, you may have salt on the road and then salt in by the coast, or is the same type good for all around the country?
It's going to protect metal substrates from corrosion, it regardless of whether, like, we have a franchise in South Carolina. They don't experience much in terms of inclement weather, but they do have brackish water flood. Any metal substrate that you want to protect from corrosion, this is going to give you. It's the same thing like putting oil on a firearm or a fishing rod. You store tools when they come shipped to you, they're typically stored in oil. So any metal substrate that you want to protect from corrosion.
Now, you mentioned some franchising opportunities. What's a little bit about that? How would somebody, if they're interested in doing something like that, how would they be able to do that?
So you would go to nhou.com, and we have mobile franchising opportunities. So we basically have wedge trailers outfitted with all of our equipment, fully self-contained. You pull up to a site, and many do this in RV parks. And so if corrosion wasn't a problem, you could pull up in the park and you could pull up alongside these trailers if they're going to be put away for the season or something. And you would spray the underside. If you had vehicles, you drive the vehicle up on the wedge trailer. And it's fully equipped. It takes 1 hour to apply to an average vehicle. It's a great way to make it convenient for the customer.
Joe, that might be a great opportunity for a lot of people out there. We really appreciate you being here. Tell us the website address one more time where someone can go get more information on NHOU.
Yep, it's there's two sites. One for the franchise is NHOU.com, and for the products and the services is going to be NHOilUndercoating.com.
Wow. Well, we really appreciate you being here. And it was wonderful talking to you, and it worked out great
Definitely.
For Tyler too, talking Very about timely. The rodent stuff. Okay, have a fantastic day. Thank you.
Same to you, guys. Appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Same here. Bye bye. Okay, we'll be right back after this.